Well, let's kick things off on this Thursday afternoon as we welcome back to the program a familiar voice. He's the director of athletics at the University of Maine. Good afternoon, Carlton Creech.
Rich, how are you? Good afternoon. Another beautiful day here in Bangor, Maine.
Doesn't get a whole lot better than this. And, hey, well, let's start with that. You've been doing a very cool thing on Twitter, Carlton, where every day you've been highlighting some of the things that are great about the state of Maine. It's a wonderful idea, and it's not just limited to the university and athletics, but I think there are times when, you know, we tend to, here in the Northeast, get this woe-is-me attitude and feel like everybody else has got inherent advantages, but we got a lot of things going for us around here.
Well, we really do, and it started by accident, really, Rich. Stacy, my wife, were sitting on the back deck the other night, and it was just a gorgeous night. We were enjoying the cool weather, and I said, we started talking. I said, you know, it's great. We love it here. This is a great place to live and to be and to work in the industry, you know, I work in. And I said, look, I'm going to, over the next year, just do 100 great things that are great about living in Maine. So I started last week with number 100, and I'm just going to keep doing it throughout the year. But we really do have so many things we're blessed with here in Maine. And, you know, I just want to make sure that everyone knows I appreciate it, and I appreciate living here and the opportunity we've been given. And there are so many great things about it, and it is important to always remember those things first.
There is no downtime in college athletics. You're always very, very busy. And one of the things that you've done recently I'd like to hear more about is this peer development day that you did with your coaching staff. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. June 15th. So it's been a couple of weeks now. We took a whole day, got some space on campus, and got all of our coaches together, head coaches and assistants. And the goal of the day was to teach each other and help each other grow. I think another thing we do is, you know, we assume the guy three states over is smarter than we are, and we have so much talent on our coaching staff. Felt like it was a great opportunity to bring them all together to teach each other and to help each other grow and learn, so that every sport can help each other be successful. Coach Cosgrove played a big part in pulling that together and working with each head coach on their topic. So all 11 of our head coaches presented that day. And it was just a great day that was easy and fun, and a way for us all to spend some time getting to know each other better, learning from each other, and just getting better.
More recent accolades for some of your student athletes. Holly Stewart, named to the Canadian national team just this week. And also big news about the women's basketball team having the best overall grade point average in America East. And just one group of students, so many of your teams, doing very well, not only on the field, on the court, but in the classroom.
Well, we had another year this year of a department-wide GPA of over 3.0. So proud of that. We have so many great students and student athletes that represent our university well. You know, Holly's one of the superstars, certainly. She was named America East Woman of the Year this year, following up Kelton Cullenberg's Man of the Year award last year. And then she was, like you said, recently named to the Team Canada field hockey team for the Pan American Games, which are going to take place in Toronto. And so she is so excited about that, and it just shows you what hard work and dedication can do. And, you know, after her field hockey career is over, you know, I think she wants to pursue a career in physical therapy, physical training. So she's going to be a great contributor to society, you know, with what she learned at UMaine and her experiences on the field hockey field and in the classroom. So we're so proud of her. And women's basketball, like you said, they just continue to excel in everything they do. And we're excited about, you know, some new faces coming in. And a great group of seniors, a huge senior class this year that we're expecting some really fun things out of.
We're talking with Maine's athletic director, Carlton Creech. This week, also a number of people honored a former Maine Black Bear who died tragically a few months back. Nate Fox, a former member of the basketball team, and Nate's Wish, working with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
It's not the way you want to gather alumni and former coaches and former players, but it worked. And we were there to celebrate Nate's life and all the great things that he brought into this world, and now continues with the Nate's Wish effort through the Maine Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we gathered down at Martindale Golf Club and had a day of golf and fellowship, and so many former men's basketball players. We had former coaches, and it was a great day, a lot of fun. It was a good chance for me, still being relatively new, not having met many of the former players who don't necessarily live right here in our area. It was great for me to put some names with faces, and also for Bob Walsh. Bob was there and had some quality time to connect with a lot of our former players.
It's a time of great change in college athletics, and I know you addressed this in Pete Warner's article in the Bangor Daily a week or two ago, this whole idea of the cost of attendance. That's something that the big schools might be able to do, but that seems to be well out of reach for the University of Maine and most of the teams that compete in the same conferences as Maine.
Well, it's interesting. It's getting an awful lot of attention nowadays in the media and in, you know, certainly in our industry and in the meetings we have at the conference level and things like that. But it's really just another area where, you know, will be used for recruiting, and some schools will have more ability to do it than others. The inherent difficulty with this is, even if everybody decided, okay, we're doing it, the calculation of the amount is different at every school. So it, you know, it's right now as it's set up with the NCAA, you know, it's not, even if you'd agree to do it, a school down the road could be able to pay more or less. And so it's a really difficult challenge, but it's really just one more thing. I mean, we deal with that, whether we're dealing with travel or, you know, how much we give in scholarship money when you're talking about the equivalency sports. And so I don't think it's the huge game changer that everybody's making it out to be, but it's just added to the list of things we have to consider as we go out and try to be a competitive athletic department at the Division I level.
Carlton, as we head into the 2015-2016 academic year, what are your top goals and priorities for the program?
Well, one thing we're going to do is try to sit down and have you know, very clear goals for each program. It's not something I did in my first year. I was more focused organizationally and not with the specific teams on goal developing. But we need to do that. We need to clearly state, you know, who we want to be and how we're going to try to perform in each program. So that'll be a goal over the next year. Certainly we've talked before, you know, our women's basketball program is on the upswing and want to continue that development and the community involvement there and get as many people as we can at the Cross Insurance Center. And also, you know, developing the men's basketball program. They had a great summer session. We're going to have a lot of new faces on the court next year with the men's basketball program. Should be a lot of fun to watch. They've been working really hard this summer in summer school and on the court with some individual workouts. And then they're developing that gym rat mentality. I can tell you countless times I'm walking to my office, I peek in the gym, and they're just in there playing pickup, you know, working hard, helping each other get better. The football team's been working hard in preparation for the fall. I know Jack's excited to have some veteran players returning after being having to play so many young kids last year. And so we're excited about that. But it's really, Rich, doing everything we can to present a great product, representing the university well, and giving the student-athletes a good experience while they're doing it.
Speaking of football, a lot of optimism about the team as we head into the new season, and a lot of excitement, too, about some of the games that they'll be playing. We talked about it with Jack last week. This year, Boston College, the trip down to New Orleans to play Tulane, and then the following season, BCS opponents UConn, and a first-ever trip out to the Glass Bowl at Toledo. And Coach Kaz said what we've talked about before, that this is the way it's going to be for Maine football down the road, playing those two step-up games against big-time opponents. You need to do that to bring in the income, but it also steps up the visibility of the program nationally as well.
It does. Anytime you're playing a FBS-level opponent, certainly you've got an increased opportunity for television coverage, for highlight coverage nationally or regionally. And so it is great exposure for the program. And for the foreseeable future, you know, I think that's probably where we'll be. You know, you've got to be careful that you're not, you know, wearing the team out, because our core goal is to win the Colonial Athletic Association Championship and go to the NCAA tournament and try to win the FCS National Championship. So it's a careful balancing act, and that's why you've got to choose those opponents carefully, so that you make sure you're not doing anything to hurt your chances of reaching your core goals. But we're excited about certainly the trip to Tulane. That'll be a great opportunity for the young men in the football program, being able to put together a good fan package to maybe get some support down that way from our alums. So you're right. It's fun. It's exciting. I think the kids like playing up. It's a challenge for them. It's an opportunity for them to prove themselves, and it can be a lot of fun for the fan base also.
Carlton Creech, Director of Athletics at the University of Maine. Always great talking with you, Carlton. Thanks for making time, and I hope you and Stacy have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Thanks, Rich. And we're going to be out at the Bangor 4th of July parade this weekend, so look for us. We'll have some staff out there throwing candy to kids, and we'll have our Sear bus painted in Black Bear colors right behind us. So we look forward to seeing everybody out at the parade this weekend.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you, Carlton. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rich.
That's Carlton Creech, University of Maine athletic director here on Downtown.